Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Coming up Friday, March 1st, it's Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 466 Angus and 54 Hereford bulls that'll be selling. You can attend the sale in person at the ranch in Yukon, or you can bid in real time on liveauctions.tv or at Superior Video Livestock Auction. You can go to www.expressranches.com for complete information about the Spring Bull Sale, including the sale book and sale videos. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 1st, 12 noon.
It's McAllister Stockyard Special Replacement Cow and Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th at noon. Selling over 700 head of bred cows, heifers, pairs, open heifers, and bulls. Also featuring 15 purebred Angus, first calf heifer pairs, and 3 heavy bred heifers. For more information, go to the website, www.mcallisterstockyards.com, or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834. Remember, new buyers must register before sale day.
This last Friday, USDA releasing a lot of information, both the WASD for the first time in 2 months, as well as all the USDA crop production numbers that were supposed to be out in January, but were not because of the partial government shutdown, as well as the February information as well. Shortly after the reports were released, had the opportunity to talk with Brady Sidwell with Sidwell Strategies.
Yeah, well, Ron, I mean, it's definitely kind of a fire hose of data. And, you know, I think kind of the headline is there's plenty of everything. I mean, I guess the big numbers that kind of came out here were corn yield numbers that were below even the expectations. And, of course, we saw the November number at 178.9, in December, 178.9, and they came in at 176.4. So that was 2.5, you know, bushels per acre below in December estimates, and then, you know, over a bushel lower than the average estimate. So we were thinking that was going to kind of pop this market up, and I think there was a lot of expectation that corn yield numbers were going to be lower. I guess the issue is really coming out of Brazil and Argentina, they increased supply. So that did, you know, despite some reductions in the U.S. ending stocks that should have been supportive of the corn market, we saw global stocks increasing.
Brady Sidwell with Sidwell Strategies. The winter wheat seedings and canola seedings report also out on Friday morning, showing 700,000 acres lost in Kansas and Oklahoma winter wheat crop seedings compared to a year ago. Kansas down 6% to 7.2 million acres. Oklahoma down 5% to 4.2 million acres. Texas flat 4.5 million acres, even with a year ago. Switching gears from wheat over to cotton, we've got some cotton planting acreage estimates, not from USDA, but rather from the National Cotton Council and their chief economist, Dr. Jody Campeachy. She says that U.S. cotton growers intend to plant 14.5 million cotton acres this spring, up 2.9% from 2018. Here in the Southwest, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas all will be planting a little more cotton than a year ago, according to the surveys that were collected by the National Cotton Council. In Kansas, up by 3.4% more than a year ago, 171,000 acres expected this spring. In Oklahoma, a 1% increase in cotton acreage expected. Oklahoma producers expected to plant 788,000 acres in 2019 versus 780,000 acres in 2018. By the way, Oklahoma is now the third largest when it comes to planted acreage cotton state in the country. Texas is one, Georgia two, Oklahoma three. Texas acreage, by the way, expected to be up by about 2%, 7.87 million acres. You've got farm news on Ron.
Coming up, it's the 8th annual Albrecht Pence President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale happening Monday, February 18th at the Clay Freeney Ranch in Caddo, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 150 Angus bulls plus over 200 registered and commercial Angus females. The sale starts at noon. For your complimentary sale catalog or for more information, contact Sale Manager Tom Burke at 816-532-0811. That's the 8th annual President's Day Angus Bull and Female Sale Monday, February 18th. We'll see you there.
A lot more agricultural news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.